I normally don't preach on Palm Sunday because of the extended reading and meditation on the Passion of our Lord. There's nothing that I can say that somehow is going to add something to the story of the Passion. But this year, under these unusual circumstances, I chose to just read the shorter form of the Passion, which I never do, but I suppose it gives me a chance this year to offer three very brief reflections on parts of the Passion. The first part, when I read the Passion, I actually think of the movie The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson's rather famous movie, very powerful movie, about our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. If you haven't seen it, and you're old enough to endure its graphic display, I encourage you to see it. If you haven't seen it for a while, watch it again. If you're young, wait for the day when you're old enough to be able to watch it. It's a little rough. But one of the parts of the movie that has always struck me was that Mel Gibson, who directed the film, only appears very briefly in one scene. As famous of an actor as he is, he only put himself in the movie in one spot. And it's the spot where you see the hands of a Roman soldier nailing our Lord to the cross. And Mel Gibson chose that he would play that part, that it's his hands that you see holding the hammer and the nail. And he chose that part for himself as a reflection on the cause of Christ's sacrifice is because of his own sins. Well, all of our sins. That it's our sins that led to the cross. When you watch the movie again, if you watch it this week or sometime, wait for that scene and know that that's the only part that Mel Gibson put himself in because he had this deep awareness, has this deep awareness of his own sins causing the crucifixion. I suppose that's the first part that I want to reflect on. Our sins led to the cross. The second is when I was newly ordained a priest and the first time going through Holy Week was the first time, obviously, that I was able to read the part of Christ in the Passion. And standing in front of the entire congregation at the church and to be reading the part of Christ and to hear all of the parishioners there doing the part of the voice and saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." I have to admit that it made me feel uncomfortable hearing them all say that directed towards me playing the part of the Christ. But what struck me in that was that our sins also have affected one another. Yes, there is something that leads to the crucifixion of Christ because of our sins. But our sins also, in a sense, have a sort of crucifixion, a suffering that our sins cause one another. And so we have to be very careful in our relationships with each other, trying to overcome our sin and grow in holiness. Our sins lead to the crucifixion of Christ. They lead to the suffering of others. Here's the third thing. Several years ago, I was speaking with a parishioner around this time of year talking about reading the Passion. And she said, "Father, I've never been able to say when that time comes in the Passion, crucify him. I've never been able to say it because it's so hard to say. And then usually by that point in the Passion, I'm choked up over what our Lord was enduring on our behalf." Our sins have led to the cross. Our sins have caused suffering in other people. But in this parishioner's case, she had a deep awareness of sorrow and a sort of joy, a severe mercy of Christ's love for her, that she knew so deeply through the crucifixion that Christ's love and mercy was given to her. And she struggled year after year saying those words, "Crucify him." Yes, our sins do lead to the cross, and they do cause suffering. But in our repentance from our sin, and in the mercy that God wishes to give to us, There is a joy in the resurrection, a joy in our redemption. Today, we begin Holy Week, the most solemn and most important week of the entire year for us as Christians. Our candidates and catechumens are in the final days of their preparation for the Easter sacrament. But all of us have journeyed together for the last 40 days, leading to this point. I really want to encourage you again, set extra time aside this week for prayer, meditation, reflection, perhaps reading the Passion again or watching the movie. This is the week where we celebrate once again. We see once again the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. That we enter into this through the sacred liturgy with an anamnesis, a remembering that makes present that grace again in our lives. Do not let this week go by without prayer, without reflection, without pausing to meditate upon our Lord's suffering and death. And above all, to ask for His mercy and His love in our lives.